that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is The Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Belle Mort, The Beautiful Death. They are from Belarus, and we listened to the song Fallen Idol, which features Tero Kaliomaki, and this is from their brand new album Pearl Hunting. Before that, we listened to the legendary band Black Sabbath, and we listened to the song TV Crimes, which is part of their 1992 album Dehumanizer. Another oldie, but extremely goodie. This is another, I think this is the last album where Dio, Ronnie James Dio, sang with Black Sabbath. So yes, those albums with Dio on vocals were just absolutely amazing, in my humble opinion. What do you think? And then we started the set with Derev, our guests tonight. And we listened to the song. They are from Toronto in Ontario, Canada. And we listened to the song Darker Self, which is part of their brand new album, Troubled Mind. And yeah, remember that all we do, all the bands we get, all the music we get, and all the playlists that I do, all the effort put into the show, it's always thinking about you. It's for you. I really appreciate, we really appreciate that you take your time to listen to the show, to, you know, tune in into other CJSF shows. So El Doctor Misterio thanks you personally and profoundly, the two-piece, for listening to the station and to the Metal Meltdown, if that's the case. Thanks again. And yeah, the show is for you. So thank you very much again. And yeah, so now let's see if we can pray to the gods of technology and make contact with Armando and Michelle from Derev.
All right. We are here with Armando and Michelle from Derev. How are you guys?
Doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us tonight. How is the weather and how is everything going over there? Where are we? I forget, where are you located?
Yeah, we're in Toronto, and the weather today is finally starting to feel a little like summer or spring. The sun is out. It's not cold. I wore shorts, so I'm happy today.
There you go. A true Canadian wearing shorts with whatever, 18, 19, what is it?
yeah, around there.
Cool. All right. So for, I guess, those people that are not too familiar with Derev, can you tell us, either of you tell us a little bit of history about the band, like, you know, when did you form and, you know, how many recordings you have out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, thank you so much for having us. We're really happy to be on the show. So the idea of Derev came around when Armando and I met in high school around 10, 15 years ago now. And we've always wanted to create a band. We've always been really passionate about music. And we met back in high school in Kuwait in the Middle East. As you know, due to the circumstances of the Middle East and the way it was really difficult for us to pursue this as a full-time career. And fast forward to a few years later where I had to go back to Syria to continue my studies, and Armando came to Canada to do his. So we were separated for around 5 years, 6 years. And then in 2018, I came to Canada through a refugee program, which allowed us to get in touch again. And when I was here, I called Armando and I was like, "Hey man, I'm here. Do you still want to do this?" And he was all up for it. So it was kind of a calling from the universe to really pursue this project. And yeah, we released our first EP in 2021, Leap of Faith. And recently we just released our new album, Troubled Mind. And yeah, that's a bit of a history about the band.
Wow, no, I hear you. That's truly the, you know, that was truly the universe, you know, wishing. And yeah, I can completely relate to what you're saying. I have had on the show, you know, band members that, you know, came from Egypt, from Iran. I can't remember the other countries. Maybe I'm missing one, but I mean, you know, very, very similar to, you know, to your situation. And, you know, especially trying to make, you know, this kind of music that's, you know, like another, you know, another notch on the, you know, on the, yeah. How did somebody put it on some of the other bands? Like, you know, like a complete checklist. A complete checklist on the Antichrist or whatever. Like, it was just like the worst of the worst. Like, check. Yes, I will rot in hell. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, making money out of music in general in the Middle East is quite a challenge. So adding another layer of rock or metal to it is kind of doubling that challenge. So
It's like you're shooting yourself in the foot like 16 times.
Yes. No, I hear you. Well, I appreciate and I'm thankful as well that, you know, that you were able to migrate over here and that you are, you know, you're able to reunite and then we're able to continue with the, you know, the journey, the destiny's path.
So are we.
That's awesome. So what's like the name of the band? So what does it mean if it's in, you know, if it's not in English, and how do you came up with the name?
Yeah, so the name of the band is actually an Armenian word, which means leaf, like a leaf of a tree. And we basically, you know, tried a lot of different names. We were looking for something that was unique and, you know, short, easy to remember, but at the same time, it's interesting, makes people, you know, question, wonder what the word means. So both of us have like an Armenian background, and, you know, using an Armenian word sort of made sense because of that. And the leaf has a lot of symbolic meanings in terms of new life, hope. So all those things put together seemed like a good name for the band. And yeah, that's how we came up with the name.
Sounds good. In terms of composing, like the songs, do you have like somebody that takes care of the lyrics only or riffs mainly, or is it a collaboration? How does it work for Derev?
Yeah, in most cases it's a collaborative effort. Some of the songs stems from jams that we do together. Others come from, you know, one of us having an idea and building off of that idea. But we tend to kind of share and delegate some of those duties. Lyrics-wise, Armando and I have been kind of sharing, writing some of these lyrics, depending on who feels like they have a more, you know, closer, let's say, connection to the song. And go from there. Yeah, most of our writing process starts from, you know, jamming sessions just, you know, exploring what we can add to what we already have.
Well, sounds good. I'm always curious about how it works for bands. It can go either way, and anyway, I'm just curious about the creative process. For your EP and for this album, was there like a theme overall for either one of them? Meaning, you know, does either the EP or the LP, do they have like a, you know, main theme, and then the songs are kind of a, you know, narration of that idea theme, or are they just separate, you know, little ideas, like each song?
Yeah, I guess for both, we somehow created a theme for each one. So the first EP, Leap of Faith, had a more, like the issues that we were discussing in those songs were more global, I would say, problems, things like AI, war, corruption. So all these things that are, you know, things that we have definitely experienced, and I think a lot of people around the world have experienced. So that was the theme of the first EP. But then coming to the new album, Troubled Mind, this one was kind of the exact opposite. It was about the inner world. It was very psychological, introspective in a way. So all the songs are kind of tackling different mental states, mental issues, some a lot more severe than others. So for example, Room 9, that song talks about schizophrenia, and it's sort of painting this picture of a schizophrenic patient in an asylum and the hallucinations that he's experiencing. So yeah, in the new album, every song is tackling a different mental state. So together they sort of present this troubled mind.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, just like I often refer like to a painting, because, you know, when you hear a song, even if you're, you know, reading the lyrics and understanding the lyrics in a sense that, you know, they are in a language that you understand. So even when that happens, like you might have a, you know, a different interpretation of what the song is about, just like you would do in a painting. And then I found it very, very interesting when, you know, the artist actually, you know, explains the what they actually meant, or what they were, you know, referring to or alluding to when they were writing the song. So, because sometimes it's not the same, which I think is awesome. But I mean, yes. So, you know, for instance.
Yeah, but song, I think that's also valid. So, you know, I think the listener creates their own meaning in every song. And like we do the same with the songs that we love from other artists. And it might not be what was intended when people wrote the song, but that doesn't invalidate it. You know, like everyone has their own experience from the songs that they hear, and they understand whatever they're feeling at that moment. So it all works out.
No, for sure. Yeah. I also wouldn't invalidate it at all. It's actually part of the beauty, I guess, of art. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, music is art. And I think you guys are art, so there you go. So it's awesome. Okay, that's great.
Okay, let's take a little break and listen to another song by Derip. And we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. Soy el Dr. Misterio, and we just listened to the song Paracusia from our guests tonight, Derev, and this is from their brand new album, Troubled Mind. And let's continue our chat with Armando and Michelle.
Yeah, well, I'm still impressed with your life story. Like, it's not very often that I, you know, chat with people that have come from so far away and you know, have had like a way harder path. Well, at least on mine, you know. I'm originally from Mexico, but I mean, my path is nothing compared to yours. So anyway, one of the cool things of, you know, being on radio and meeting new people. So thanks for that again.
Of course.
Yeah. So have you been able to promote the new album? Are you in plans about it? What's happening in that area?
Yeah, we have a lot of things that we've already done and a lot more coming. So we released 3 singles, 2 videos, 1 lyric video from Troubled Mind. And after releasing the first single, Room 9, we toured Eastern Canada for the first time with a new lineup. So we have, you know, new members, Stan, bass player, Ran, keyboardist, and Mike on vocals. So it was a great experience for us to kind of see how we're going to jive together in a live environment, and also seeing all the feedback and support from the local scene in Canada. After that, once we released the album, we also toured Ontario and Quebec. Right now we are preparing to head to Western Canada to cover the rest of Canada, from all the way from Ontario to Vancouver. It's going to be a 3-week tour. We're really, really excited for it. And the engine or the wheel has been in continuously turning. And, you know, we can't wrap our heads around how many things we have going on. So it's definitely, you know, a grace for us to be surrounded and have that kind of support, as well as the great feedback that we've been getting, whether it's from press releases, reviews, or interviews like this one.
Perfect. Oh, that's great. And so you're saying it was, I guess, the first time you toured with the new lineup. So how that, you know, I don't know, how was that? Any anecdotes, good things, bad things about it? Well, of course, it has to be good things, right? I mean, there's nothing bad about touring with guys for weeks?
Yeah, it was the first time we were touring in general, and it was a new lineup, so there was a lot of new things for us to experience and to, you know, get to know the guys a lot better, and, you know, improve our live show. So, and everything honestly went way better than we expected. Everything was very positive. We got along incredibly well. The shows were amazing. We got a lot of good feedback. But we did run into a couple of hiccups, and I'll let Michelle tell the story here.
Yeah, I'll tell a quick story. So we were driving from Quebec to New Brunswick, an 8-hour drive, and by the end of it, we had around 45 minutes left. We were driving in the middle of literally nowhere. There was no lights, no internet, no even phone connection, and all of a sudden we ran into a moose right in the middle of the road, which was, you know, unexpected at all. Luckily, Mike, he was driving and he was able to deviate from it, which was, you know, we were really, really grateful for that. And then fast forward 15-20 minutes later, we find ourselves with a flat tire. It's raining outside, and we had to basically remove all of our equipment, drums, keyboards, guitars, our personal stuff out of the van to be able to get back on track. So, you know, there were some hiccups, like Armando said, but overall the experience was worth it for sure. And just seeing the response from the fans and the crowds was really worth all the driving and the things we went through.
And the near-death experiences.
Wow, that, yeah, and the muses can be big. I mean, wow, that's quite the anecdote for sure. And then, you know, you get 2-for-1. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was a special month. It was happy
it's
hour.
Like they all come at this together, right? At the same time. All yes. Problems come at the same time.
Yes, and I guess that's good and that's bad.
Exactly.
Oh, well, yeah, and I hear you with the tire. I mean, of course, you have to get everything off because, you know, the I can't remember the name of the tool in English, but it's funny because in Spanish we call it the cat, literally, the cat. Mm. That's the device you use to, you know, crank up the car and change the tire.
Right.
Anyway, of course, you have to get everything off because, you know, it's now it's like, I don't know, 100 or 200% more heavier than normal. Anyway, well, yep. Good, you made it well. And okay, so when do you start the western part? I think you are here on the 14th of May, correct? Here in Vancouver.
Yeah, believe so. So we're kicking off the tour this Friday, actually, starting in Sudbury, and we're going all the way to Vancouver. On the 14th, we are going to be in Vancouver, actually, but the show in Winnipeg is on the 20th.
Okay. No, sounds good. Like, yeah. We'll help. Yeah. After, well, I mean, I have been, like, reminding the place, and but anyway, after our chat I will also remind people about the place and time and all that. So yeah, that sounds good.
You guys are in Vancouver, right?
Correct.
I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yeah.
okay, my bad. So yeah, Vancouver, we're playing the 14th, and I'll have to actually check to make sure where the event is exactly. With so many shows, you kind of get
no
lost,
don't worry,
in the scheduling, but yeah, it's gonna be on the 14th. We're really, really excited to play Vancouver for the first time. So yeah, looking forward to it.
No, yeah, should be fun, and you know, the other Western provinces should be fun too. They, you know, I mean, it might be a little small, but or maybe not. I mean, depends who you talk to, but I think the metal scene hard rock metal scene in Canada in general, it's very good. So yeah, you'll have a great time, and yeah, good that you're coming, you know, to the west, because it's definitely a huge effort. And yes, it's not easy, man. I mean, this country's huge, so yeah, traveling by car is just like a gigantic effort.
Yeah, I mean, for us, Vancouver also is one of those destinations that we've always wanted to play. We're actually playing the Roxy on the 14th. So here you go. We got the location. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting to just check out the scene, the music scene, and the just, you know, the city in general. I've heard so much about it, and I'm really looking forward to visiting it.
Cool. Yeah. No. Yeah. Like I said, you will have fun. So that's definitely great. Okay. So where can people find your music, your merchandise, find news about you?
So the best place for everything would be our website, which is derevmusic.com. So that's D-E-R-E-V music.com. And we're on all the social media platforms, again, at Derev Music. And from our website, you can see the dates for all our upcoming shows, buy tickets, buy merch. And yeah, hope we'll see people on the tour.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah, you will see many of us there. So that will be great. And yeah, I don't know, anything else that we missed or you want to add?
Yes. Not much. We're just looking forward to this incredible tour. We're specifically looking forward for that Vancouver show, and hopefully we get to see you as well at the show.
Yeah, I will make my best. I think it's middle of the week, but I mean, regardless of that, like, it's just, yep, I will do everything in my power to be there. Sounds like a, you know, sounds like an amazing show. So we'll definitely try to be there to cheer on you guys and also, you know, give you some bad times because that's what we do. No, just kidding. All good, all good. No, thank you very much for being on the show again. And yeah, best, you know, continue your great success on the tour. And yeah, we'll be ready here in Vancouver for May the 14th.
Amazing.
Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.